Cosmo Joe is wearing these Mars shoes. Tell us about those shoes.
Oh, well, yeah, it's Mars. There's actual Mars on the shoe. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like the surface of Mars. And if you take a picture of it, it distorts the photo.
Yeah, it's all weird looking.
Yeah.
So we can't post them.
Yeah, I can't post them.
I mean, you could, but it wouldn't look, it doesn't look like
it's the surface of Mars on my shoe.
Are you confused?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Clark's probably like, these are probably $20 shoes.
No, it's the wording and how you say it. It's the so it looks like the surface of or it's the actual surface.
Do you want me to show you Mars? Here, I'll take the shoe off.
He literally killed Marvin the Martian and took his shoes.
There's the shoe. See? It's Mars. Surface of Mars.
Not the candy Mars.
Look at the inside even. There's Mars in there. Yeah, not candy, man, like the surface.
You know? Oh dear. It's the surface of Mars.
I don't know, man. I was bored. I got them a long time ago.
No, I like it.
You know,
yeah, they're awesome.
Pretty good. I'm not a sneaker guy, but I would wear those.
I don't think I ever could be sneaker or sneakerhead.
I would be, but my feet are square.
No, I just like what I like, man.
You have a lot of shoes, though.
I would say that. Yeah, I dig shoes.
Yeah.
Have you always been into shoes, or was it something you got into?
When you got money.
When you got money.
No, I mean, I was always into it, but yeah, money helped. It all started from the sports, because that was the only thing my parents would actually spend money on was my athletic my athletic shoes. So
yeah, me too.
So I always, you know.
What sport did you play, Mike?
Soccer.
No.
I'm Mexican.
Yeah,
I was number 5, and we played on the Little Rascals, what our team was.
Little Rascals.
Oh. Yeah, I mean.
Little Rascals.
Little Rascals.
It's the first
time I ever got groped.
we were the leprechauns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got groped by a teammate, by the way, not a coach or anything. Yeah,
that's disappointing.
It was another boy who liked to tap other guys junk.
I was hoping it was the ref.
No.
One of the soccer moms.
I don't even think the coach knew I was on the team, to be honest with you.
Didn't get any play time.
Hey, what is the water boy doing on the field?
Yeah, my goal was to be goalie. Because the goalie didn't have to do anything. That's what the coach said.
No.
I had multiple coaches.
That's the worst kind of coach ever.
Yeah, really.
Your goalie's
going to have to do probably the most key thing ever.
No, we're a bunch of 5-year-olds. No one's making it into the goal. When I watched the goalie when I was 5, the goalie would just sit there. He didn't have to run.
When I was 5, we didn't have a goalie. We didn't start having goalies till 6 or 7, I think.
No, we had goalies on our team, and I wanted to do it because he didn't have to run or do anything. He just stood in front of the goal.
God.
And so I asked my coach, please, multiple coaches, because I was on for like 3 seasons, even though I hated running. I hated the physical activity. I was like, my goal is to be goalie or at least score a goal. Never was I a goalie, and never did I score a goal. The one time I almost did score a goal, I was going down the wrong side of the field. So,
that's about right.
But at the end of the season, you would all get that little participation trophy, and I put it up my little trophy shelf. And then my mom was like, "You didn't really like that, did you?" No.
We're doing it again next year.
She goes, "No, do you want to do it again next year?" And I was looking at my trophy case, and I'm like, "Well, I'm going to get another trophy at least." So yeah, but I hated coming home like Saturday afternoons and taking those socks off, and your shin guard was engraved into your leg. That's probably what weakened my legs.